from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the FAA is investigating another radio outage at Newark Liberty International Airport.
Radio silence at TRACON at 11:35 Monday morning. That's the FAA air traffic control facility that handles Newark's airspace out of Philadelphia. The outage lasted just 2 seconds this time, but it's the fourth since April 28th. A 90-second outage that day that caused five air traffic controllers to take trauma leave. Decades-old communications equipment and staffing problems have led to the FAA trimming arrivals to 28 an hour through June 15th at Newark and then 34 an hour through October 25th. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President Trump is giving his first public comments about Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis. Speaking after a law enforcement event at the White House on Monday, Trump raised questions about the timing of the public disclosure of the disease.
I think that if you take a look, it's the same doctor that said that Joe was cognitively fine. There was nothing wrong with him. Well, he said, if it's the same doctor, he said there was nothing wrong there. And that's being proven to be a sad situation.
Meanwhile, in a post on Monday, Biden thanked well-wishers for lifting up his family, quote, with love and support. And a major mall in Central Jersey is beefing up security amid complaints from police after a brawl involving hundreds of teens this weekend. Police say a social media influencer told his teen followers to get to the Menlo Park Mall in Edison Saturday night. They did, and a big brawl broke out. Police say it was so out of control, some of the 300 teens at the brawl started fighting with the cops. Seven teens were arrested, none from Edison, and released to their parents. Edison Mayor Sam Joshi blamed their parents and the mall for not having enough cameras and plate readers. The mall says it will increase police and security. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And it's today our last day of sun for the week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here's your weather in two words over the next 2 days. Cool and wet. Now, the wet weather will go away in time for the Memorial Day weekend, but colder than normal temperatures will linger through at least Friday and Saturday. You'll have to wait until the second half of the holiday weekend for warmer, more seasonable temperatures. Tonight looks okay, mostly cloudy skies. Showers will arrive eventually, probably toward daybreak. Lows around 50. And then for tomorrow, periods of rain throughout the day could be heavy at times. Not a nice day. Cloudy and miserably cool. Highs only in the 50s. More of the same on Thursday. Still wet. Rain may start to taper off around late afternoon. Highs mainly in the 50s Thursday, some 60s to the south. And then Friday will be better, but mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower. And still on the cool side, Friday's highs around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Hackensack 65, New Brunswick 66, Evesham 66. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
And weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do because of pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free?
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.